Then Rey's vision shifted a final time. She was back on Jakku. Rey knew the landscape of that desert all too well, but Rey was only a little girl in this vision. She was struggling to free herself from a foreign hand that was holding her down like an anchor. There was a ship. Rey knew she had to get to the ship, but the hand held her back. The ship flew away. Rey's heart pounded louder and louder in her chest. A figure emerged from the darkness. Kylo Ren lifted his lightsaber and charged. Rey felt a hand on her back, but this was not the same hand as before.
There you are.
Rey spun around to see Maz smiling up at her. Rey was in the cluttered basement room once again. The wooden box sat innocently on the table beside them.
What was that?
Rey demanded. She took a few shaky breaths and started to calm down.
I shouldn't have gone in here. I'm sorry.
If you weren't meant to see what you did, the room would never have let you in, Maz said calmly.
Rey rubbed her head.
It must be the drink.
It's not the drink. It's the Force, Maz said. Frightening thing the first time you let it in. But it's always present, at work in different forms, good and evil.
Rey didn't know what to say. It was too much. She was just a scavenger from Jakku, not a conduit for some mystical life force. She wasn't ready to be more. Not yet. Tears threatened to fall from Rey's eyes. Can you get me home?
Only you can do that, Maz said, taking her hand. But ask yourself where that is. Return to Jakku to continue waiting?
Rey nodded.
I have to go back.
For someone who left you when you were smaller than I?
If they come and I'm not there,
Rey choked back a sob.
They'll never find you?
Maz finished.
Yes. Please.
They're not coming back,
Maz said, not unkindly.
This I know.
Rey didn't know what to say. How could the little alien possibly know anything about her family?
Child, the belonging you seek is not behind you. It is ahead.
Rey shook her head.
I've been away too long.
She turned to go, but Maz spoke softly behind her.
Quite the opposite.